This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shaping an entrepreneurial nation, that's the theme for Magic's eNation Symposium. And with me today to discuss what's in store for us is Dr. Yasmin Rashid. She's the Program Director of Social Entrepreneurship Development at Magic. Dr. Yasmin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Let's talk about the eNation Symposium. What's this all about?
Well, when we first conceptualized it in June, it was pretty much out of the need to look at what are the finer, intangible things it takes to be an entrepreneur. And I think one of the two keywords that came out throughout our discussion was mainly consciousness and what does it take to be a mindful entrepreneur. So we figured that while we were curating this program, we wanted to put elements that would extend not just the know-how of to be an entrepreneur, like enough of business model canvassing and how-to and strategy and all that, but really to get renowned speakers and people within the region to come and look at what are the finer characteristics it takes to not just build a profitable entrepreneur, but an entrepreneur that can create impact to society.
And the theme here is shaping an entrepreneurship, entrepreneurial nation. What exactly is that entrepreneurial mindset that we want to, you know, embed in more Malaysians in order for them to think like an entrepreneur? What is it exactly like thinking like an entrepreneur means?
For me personally, I think an entrepreneur, to a large extent, is a problem solver. And I hope more people would understand that while we want to set up entities or businesses that are good for our pockets or that can grow and, you know, conglomerates and so on and so forth, today's world has changed a lot. And it's inevitable that we need to look at how can businesses be more responsible, be more impact-driven towards society or the environment. So in that sense, I think shaping an entrepreneurial nation is more on the philosophy of molding the next generation of Malaysians to think more as a problem solver while they're going on their entrepreneurial journey.
And with it being a symposium, it's not just a one-day event, right? So there's a couple of days. Perhaps just some highlights on what to expect from the eNation Symposium.
Right. So it's a four-day program event. We'll have keynote speakers every morning, so everyone will be packed into one same hall in the morning. And after that, the participants can have an option of choosing two tracks right after lunch. And they're all organized thematically. So if you're into social entrepreneurship or you're into techpreneurship, perhaps even esports and so forth, there are specific tracks with speakers that are from that domain as well. On top of that, we have masterclasses, workshops, clinics, games as well, because we're hoping to attract a large pool of student entrepreneurs. And we are also working across partners like University of Malaya, British Council, to co-run and co-host some other activities related to entrepreneurship education.
All right. And you know, just from that itself, you could probably tell that entrepreneurship covers so many different sectors nowadays.
It's so broad. The spectrum is broad.
And on social entrepreneurship itself, because that's the, you know, your area of expertise and, you know, the area that you look after in Magic, what's the level of social entrepreneurship here in Malaysia? And like, what do you hope to see more in this aspect of social? And how important is that social entrepreneurship in the entrepreneurship landscape itself?
Right. I think, it's been gradually globally recognized, social entrepreneurship, as an important catalyst and driver, especially when you talk about the actually operationalizing or implementing the Sustainable Development Goals. I think this has been recognized by UNDP as well. On a more local scale, I think Malaysia is not short of environmental or social issues. And I think ever since our Prime Minister has launched the Dasar Keusahawan Nasional, Entrepreneurship Policy, as well as the new social entrepreneurship guideline, it really shows that the current government has a aspiration for social entrepreneurship to be an ecosystem to grow that can balance the best of both. Being a profitable business, but at the same time making changes on the ground. As for instance, giving employment to B40 communities or reducing impact on environment. And I think if more businesses work on that trajectory or at least start on that basic foundation, you can look at doing business for good. And I think this country needs to probably see the relevance or importance to kickstart this thinking that while I want to start my entrepreneurial journey, what aspects of society, what aspects of the environment that I can also either alleviate or improve on while running my business sustainably. So I think, in my personal opinion, it's got huge potential. But I hope this symposium will be a good starting point for people who are not familiar with what social entrepreneurship is to come on board, to hear from some of the region's top social entrepreneurs, because social entrepreneurship is really quite a transient field. It is always evolving and it has so many business models as well. So it doesn't have a one size fit all kind of thing, you know. If you're dealing with people, maybe it's a different business model than dealing with, say, protecting an animal, right? So we hope that eNation would be an opportunity for would-be or aspiring social entrepreneurs to come hear for themselves the journey of some of these top social entrepreneurs, to find out what the national guidelines are to start your own social enterprise, as well as also check out maybe perhaps MAGIC's social entrepreneurship accreditation program.
Because, you know, when you look at the different verticals of entrepreneurship that you can venture on, you know, generally people want to fall into the tech entrepreneurship set, right? And because it's, you know, it's the sexier of all the bunch. And, you know, we read about the billionaires of the world and, you know, they came from the tech entrepreneurship. But social entrepreneurship itself is, you know, very important. And in terms of the economy, of how it contributes to the Malaysian economy, how important is to actually have a citizen that thinks like an entrepreneur, and basically your theme itself, shaping an entrepreneurial nation itself?
Well, I think when you want to shape an entrepreneurial mind, it's not just restricted to grooming someone to be a business owner. I think everyone should have an entrepreneurial mindset, not just so you can cash in on something and make money from it, but to look at being an entrepreneur as an aspect of immersing yourself in that, say, community or environment, and figuring out the balance between, say, social issues and economic issues. I mean, in the last 20 years dabbling into this field, I think socioeconomic issue is very key to address in most aspects of humanity's life. If you don't solve these two issues, right, in a hierarchy, it's money and social problems, right? They kind of go hand in hand. And we're not short of these issues out there as well. So I think in Malaysia, we're at a really good juxtaposition right now to look at imprinting this kind of thinking, or at least cascading some of these philosophies out there through eNation, so that we can get the next generation thinking about what sort of entrepreneur will I be if I be one. But having said so, whatever I do in my life needs to also have these characteristics of an entrepreneur.
All right, so now let's get on to the details for those who've, you know, now listened to this and they feel like, yeah, okay, maybe this is something that I'm interested in, and perhaps that, you know, it may be my next step in my journey, whether it's you are starting your career in a new field or you're looking to progress further. Details, when is the eNation Symposium happening?
Well, eNation Symposium is happening on the 30th October to 2nd November at MAGIC Cyber Jaya. More information about it, whether you want to register for any of the days, can be found at mymagic.my. We're also on LinkedIn and Instagram, so clicking on any of the links will link you to our page to find out more about the 4-day agenda.
All right. Yeah. And you know, it's a 4-day event, right?
Yep. I think last day would be the most exciting because it's also career fair. So students who want to dabble into the entrepreneurial world may want to start off working or interning for one. So we have multiple companies there actually scouting for some of the best talents. So we hope more students will come as well.
All right. And also, I want to, before we leave, what's your hopes and expectations after this event? Because then we're only just a couple of weeks till 2020, which, you know, presents us a new decade. There are more opportunities and also more challenges. And more things to solve in that sense, right?
Right.
What's your hopes for, you know, as we move into the new decade?
I hope that there will be more initiatives looked at across private entities and government to kind of bridge this gap to provide maybe more better access, market access to entrepreneurs. I think we're not short of grants. We've been giving out grants for many, many years, if not decades. But I think market access and providing a robust impact investment fund to encourage more entrepreneurs to scale up, not just the business, but to scale the kind of positive impact they are making. I think these are very critical factors to look into. Not to say that we have the perfect formula yet, which is what we hope to achieve in eNation. We have these topics actually being discussed by some of the top impact investors and also mobilizers in entrepreneurship. So we hope we can start cracking into conversations about this and so that by next year, we're looking at charging forward with the next edition of eNation.
And hoping that, you know, more entrepreneurs or more people think like an entrepreneur, and it's really the backbone.
More essential,
And it becomes the backbone of a nation as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Dr. Yasmin, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
If you need more information, you can always visit enation.mymagic.my. It's happening on the 30th of October to the 2nd of November. So you can head on over to the site for more information. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and that was Dr. Yasmin Rashid. She's the Program Director of the Social Entrepreneurship Development at Magic. And you've been listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.